Who was Brune Purcell? Who was Brune Purcell? You don't know, and I don't know. But for the next 45 minutes, the airways will be filled with a name. Why? Because they must be filled with something. One thing we know about Brune Purcell is that she was a hard person to know. She's been dead for over 500 years. Since I come to French radio, the most difficult thing I have done is to unravel the mystery of Brune Purcell. The one salient fact that I've come up with is that she was over 500 pounds. What would Brune Purcell, a native of Upper Ariège, the town of Montaillou, in the present-day conjunction of France and Spain, which was then the semi-autonomous region of the Comte de Fort, semi-autonomous in that it was a satellite of the Kingdom of France, what would Brune Purcell have been doing at Christmas time? Would she have been in church? No. For Brune Purcell and almost every other member of the little society of the village of Montaillou was a heretic, Albigensian Cathar. What would Brune Purcell have been doing? We can only speculate. You see, the Cathars had a world view that was radically different from that of the Catholic, in which there was a dynamic polarity, a force of good and evil. Furthermore, they believed in reincarnation. So, would Brune Purcell have been in church? No. She could have been attending to the sheep. Her husband, and even though she was a bastard, she had no difficulty in obtaining a husband, he could have been attending to the sheep also. But what is more important is why they would have been working with the sheep. Practically everyone in Upper Ariège worked with the sheep. If not, they worked with the chickens, or they could